the tone from the Naval Observatory of the time, exactly 7 o'clock. KAAY, Little Rock, the news from Communications Exchange.
Good morning, George D. Jennings reporting. Dateline Jonesboro. The figure now reads 48 persons dead in the total of the tornadoes that struck Arkansas last night. It started about 7 o'clock, was all over by about midnight. The breakdown of the deaths goes this way. 10 persons dead at Jonesboro, let's make it 10 at Oil Trough, 33 dead at Jonesboro, 3 at Mountain Home, and 2 at Tuckerman. Each of these cities reports the death toll probably will go higher with the clearing away of debris and rubble and the finding of more victims. We would like to make one point clear. We've had numerous calls about names of the dead and the names of the injured. None of this information is available to any news media at this time because of next of kin of the persons who were dead or injured are being notified, and it will be some time before the names are released to the press. We do realize there is an extreme difficulty in getting through to Jonesboro by telephone. We're keeping you up to date through correspondents in Memphis and other cities who are in direct radio contact with persons in Jonesboro. But at this time, we do not have any names of those dead at Jonesboro, Oil Trough, Mountain Home, or Tuckerman, and it is not believed this information will be available until later in the morning when some of the cleanup is accomplished and the next of kin have been notified. There were at least 6 tornadoes across the state of Arkansas. That total of dead, once again, is 48. The sequence of events started off at Mountain Home and Kenfield, a small community just to the north of Mountain Home, at 7:15 last night, where 3 fatalities took place. That was a very short, live tornado, lifting up shortly thereafter. Then a vicious tornado touched down at Oil Trough at 8:52, continued on the ground more or less continuously, striking Tuckerman at 9:52, fearlessly striking the Jonesboro-Nettleman vicinity at 10:18 p.m., followed by a strike at Manila at 5 minutes before midnight. At about the time of the Oil Trough tornado, one also struck Russell to the south of there. The next really big one was a tornado reported at Traskwood, east of Malvern, at 11:50 last night. That continued on the ground and aloft until it next was reported at Brinkley at 12:45 a.m., followed by a strike at Forest City at 1:20 a.m., and still another report from the same tornado at Marion, just to the northwest of Memphis at around 2 a.m. The town of Turrell had still another tornado at 12:40. The count of dead and injured at this time, once again, let's go over this. At Jonesboro, 33 persons dead, Oil Trough, 10, and at the other cities, a total of 5 persons dead. For a direct report on the situation at Jonesboro, here's Andy Morris of the Jonesboro Sun.
The tornado hit the areas of Valley View, which is in along Highway 39 that leads to Newport, also in the Fairview and Nettleton sections of Jonesboro. Hundreds of persons were hurt, were being brought to St. Bernard's Hospital. Auxiliary hospitals were being set up at the Hangar Building at the Arkansas State University, and also at the Armory. The 875th National Guard Unit was called out, and all emergency operations were set up in the area. This is Andy Morris of the Jonesboro Sun.
Once again, let's give this information. 33 dead at Jonesboro, 10 Oil Trough, 3 Mountain Home, and 2 at Tuckerman. We have been asked to notify parents who might have students at Arkansas State University that the tornado did not strike the university. In fact, we did get through to some individuals on the campus. They were not even aware tornadoes had struck the city. So the university itself was not at all disturbed. It was strictly some residential communities inside the city limits itself that were struck by these tornadoes. The tornadoes that struck Jonesboro took the fiercest toll of any that struck anywhere in the state, with the death count being 33 at the city, making a total of 48, and as we said, having been in contact with certain officials, it is now believed the death toll will rise higher. Also, let's reiterate the fact that no names are available at this time. Next of kin are being notified of the deaths, and the information on names will then become available to the press. We realize it's very frustrating to those who have relatives in the city, since it's almost impossible to get through to Jonesboro this morning. But at this time, as we said, next of kin are being notified first, then the press will have the information. Comex News will have direct reports all through the morning on this tornado tragedy, So stay tuned. We expect at any moment an update from newsmen inside the city of Jonesboro.
A check for $10.90 is on its way to...
A Comex News tipper who must at this time remain anonymous. Congratulations to this week's Comex News tipper.
When you see news, call K at FR2-1090.
Communications Exchange Weather Watch scans central Arkansas. Clear to partly cloudy and not quite so warm today through tomorrow for Little Rock. High today 82, low tonight 64, high tomorrow 84. Currently barometer steady at 2977, dew point 65, clear and 63 degrees. This is George G. Jennings reporting, reminding you we'll have direct further reports as the morning goes on the situation involving the tornadoes across the state.
Communications Exchange reports news in depth next on the hour. Comex Banner Lines at 30.
Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Who would believe that I could be happy and contented? I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented. But that was in the bad old days before I met you. When I let you walk into my heart. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me. That I was only fooling myself to think you'd love me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. That round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Congratulations, Cliff Richards. Clear to partly cloudy, not quite so warm today through Friday. Actually, it's 82, and that's our weatherman's predicted high today. On the Sunday Martin program right now, we've got a 63 smiling degrees, partly cloudy, and winds from the southwest at 8 miles per hour right now. Let's see now. Oil change, brakes and tires checked, motor tuned. Well, that's it.
Not quite, friend. Your automatic transmission needs an occasional tune-up, just like your motor. And Razorback Transmission will make a thorough driving check. Change the fluid, adjust the bands and linkage, and give you a written report for only $18 on all models. To prevent transmission trouble or correct it, get one day dependable service by a specialist and use your Bank America card at Razorback Transmission, 1111 West 4th, North Little Rock, just off Pike Avenue.
Hey, gang, let me remind you now about our wonderful hangout coming this summer. Yes, sir, it's a free summer hangout, and it happens very, very soon. Who's going to be there? Well, I'm going to be there along with the Big K Men of Music, and along with us is going to be the nationally famous Hombres and lots of bands from the local area. So you be sure to plan on being there. It's free. Why not?
There are sounds that move and move and move from K. We're K.
Springtime is 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
American Oil Dealers Winner's Circle. The Stingray Corvette Convertible. The Camaro Sport Coupe. Camaro, the Hugger. Great swinging cars that can be yours when you get in the Winner's Circle. Except where prohibited by law, any licensed driver can play Winner's Circle at American Oil Dealers. Win Corvettes, Camaros, cash up to $1,000. Get a game card every time you stop at a participating American Oil Dealers. No purchase necessary. Match the halves and you're in the Winner's Circle. If you don't win today, save your cards. You might win tomorrow. Be a sport. Play Winner's Circle at American Oil Dealers now. The American Oil Company.
Lots of action for you today on Cade Say. If you really want to give your son a real summer treat, give him a chance to go camping with boys his own age. Activities of all kinds where growth and learning really take place. Contact the YMCA, 524 Broadway in the capital city, to find out all the details on where. Song number 8 by Simon and Garfunkel. On a Thursday morning, May the 16th, Mrs. Robinson, where's Joe DiMaggio? Mrs. Robinson, you've got a lovely daughter, and I think she's gone with Joe DiMaggio. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on the KAAY.
This is Doc Holliday talking with Walter Jennings of Jennings Motors, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer for over 43 years. Walter, why do you think people keep trading at Jennings Motors?
We would like to think that it is because of our personalized service and our interest, sincere interest in their motoring needs. We have qualified people in our service. We don't have high-pressure people in sales, but we try to give them that personalized service that we believe people appreciate.
For some of that personalized sales and service, go to Jennings Motors today, 3rd and Gaines, Little Rock.
Now, KAAY shines the community spotlight on another outstanding citizen.
And our community spotlight today is Homer Skylian of 5411 Centerwood in the capital city, an employee of Balch Motors. Mr. Skylian is a member of an assistant treasurer and also past board member of the First Christian Church at Little Rock. He's a member of the Grotto and a master mason and a member of the Consistory. He's a member and former board member of the Salvation Army and past member of the Optimist Club. KAAY salutes Mr. Homer Skylian for his outstanding contribution to commerce in Arkansas and the Twin Town area.
Community Spotlight is an exclusive feature of Arkansas's community leader, KAAY Little Rock.
Sunny bunch time right now, 16 after 7 o'clock. Head shop and forecast for you. Clear to partly cloudy today in the capital city and not quite so warm with an 82-degree high expected.
This is the final week of Schuster's fabulous spring home furnishing sale.
The sale definitely ends Saturday. Your last chance to save 25 to 40% in every department.
Save on famous name quality furniture, TV, and appliances.
Just listen to a few of the values.
Quality living room sofas in traditional, contemporary, early American, French provincial, and Mediterranean.
Compare with values to $248, now priced as low as $100.
High quality three-position recliner chairs covered in genuine vinyl.
Compare at $49.95. Now Schuster's sale priced at $33.
Englander mattresses and box springs with 10-year warranty.
Normally $69.95. Because of mismatched ticking, just $33.
These are but a few of the fantastic values you'll find crammed into Schuster's 30,000 square foot sale area.
Same easy terms, same free delivery.
Be sure to shop Schuster's this week during the final days of their gigantic spring home furnishing sale.
That's Schuster's in University Shopping Center, Asher and University.
Open tonight till 8:30.
Got some news from the Sunny Bunch out there in the Burns Park Field Archery Club. You're invited to attend the Invitational Tournament to be conducted at the Burns Park Archery Range in North Little Rock on May the 19th. Action gets underway at 7:30 in the morning with registration. That's Sunday, May the 19th, 7:30 in the morning out of the Burns Park Archery Range. Make sure you go and don't forget to bring your bow.
Watching zebras at the zoo, having fun just holding hands, sipping coke at popcorn stands. As long as we're together,
things are better with
girl. You ease my mind.
Coca-Cola,
doing things together.
Things are better with
girl. I'm feeling fine.
The American dream, the Coca-Cola.
Much more music sounds on K right now.
KAAY spins more music. You can win more music. Franklin 50105 now. Name this top tune.
I'll give you a clue. It's our discovery this week from K by Eddie Carr and the Navajos. Knievel, Eddie Carr, the Navajo, spin it and win it song on the Sunshine Show for this Thursday, May the 16th. Martha Seago of Meadow Cliff won that record. Now she's one record richer and digging the sunny doings here on K63, partly cloudy skies.
Another KAAY drop name.
Charles Bind. Charles Bind.
Mustang moves you, Mustang grooves you, Mustang. Ford country is truck country, and right now your Ford dealer is offering better deals on all the great new Ford trucks for 68. For better ideas by the truckload, see your Ford dealer now.
This is the moving force of Arkansas.
I want to make special mention of the fact that Gus Blast III, the 16-year-old junior shooter from Little Rock, won the 6th state skeet shoot in Fort Smith over the weekend. The 2-time junior All-American from Little Rock, I think, deserves our congratulations. So here they are. Congratulations, Gus.
Clarice Throckmorton has gone to lunch at 12 noon for 27 years. Beginning May 20th, she'll go at 11:30. She plans to watch The Vic Ames Show live and in color on Channel 7. The Vic Ames Show will be televised from atop National Investors Life Building in Little Rock. Singer-host Vic welcomes Governor Rockefeller and the Arkansas A&M Choir, along with Judy Pryor, the Henry Shedd Trio, and a studio audience of 100. Call Channel 7 for free tickets to The Vic Ames Show, premiering Monday, May 20th at 11:30 a.m. on Channel 7 KATV.
Clear to partly cloudy, not quite so warm today on K. This is the song. The song for the seniors, 1968, graduation day, coming up soon. That for the seniors everywhere, and especially at Bryant, because I understand this is the last day that they'll be crying into school. 63, partly cloudy skies. The wind's from the southwest at 8.
Whenever my baby leaves me alone, to make the time go faster while he's gone, I said it's simple country club, yeah. Country club, country club.
Let's play the game on a beautiful day like this, Thursday, May the 16th. By the way, we might remind you that we'll have all the latest reports on the tornado activity from George Jennings and ComEx News on the hour and the half hour. Also, too, we might reiterate that for you folks who have been calling me concerning students in Jonesboro at the Arkansas State University there, we were in contact with some students up there, and we did ascertain that the tornado activity wasn't near the school, actually didn't occur in the school proper. So if they're up at school, you might keep this in mind, that the tornado activity wasn't close to Arkansas State University. A 1, 2, 3.
Now, the number of another KAAY parking ticket.
Time to win on the Sonny Martin program. $10.90 in our K parking ticket cash. And right now, we're going to spin the wheel of fortune, see who comes up with it this morning. 28448 is our number. 28448 is that parking ticket number. Now, don't stand there screaming. Call me now at Franklin 50105 and win the parking ticket game on K.